This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we're coming to you live and in person from the spacious and futuristic studios right here in Pikesville, Maryland. And spacious and futuristic, I don't know, 15 years ago when they put them in. But you know what? All the Formica is just the same as it was. You know, it's held up pretty well to all the abuse that these other hosts, especially the morning guys, you know, put into these put their time into these desks and panels and microphones. So we hope the sound quality is good. We just want to make sure that you're hearing everything okay. So it's all good. Had a great time last night. Went to the Eastern Assembly of God for the E-Men's Sportsman's Banquet. And it was a great time, a good time. We had pulled pork for the main deal and some ham and, you know, all the side dishes, potatoes and green beans and that type of thing. But some of the folks had supplied other game for consumption there, if you like. And I'd eaten some of the stuff before. The rabbit was always, you know, was good, and the beaver was especially good, which I've had before. But I've never had raccoon before. And I want to tell you something. It is delicious. Delicious. Huh? I'm not sure if they baked it or, I don't know. But it was pulled pork, you know. So I don't know. They could have barbecued it. They could have crock-potted it, anything. But it was absolutely delicious. And I want to thank Fred Reintaler for supplying that kind of stuff. So it was good stuff. I mean, he's a trapper and other things. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, that was a good dinner. Good dinner. Nice folks. Folks I hadn't seen in years. Some I hadn't seen in months. The whole Groves family was there. Tracy, you know, who's been on this show a few times with Heartwood Outdoors. They were doing their ministry and a shooting demonstration. And his dad was there, his brother was there, his uncle was there. So, and Teresa, one of his daughters. So that was nice to see. That was nice to see all that. And then who else was there? Oh, George Malone. God bless George Malone. George Malone was there. Unfortunately, George lost his wife in January, and George used to be the president of the Maryland Bowhunters Society, whose banquet is today, by the way, in Glen Burnie. So, got to reconnect with George for a little bit, and of course, Camo Preacher was there. I sat with him and his lovely family, and you know, he was the one that invited me. So we had a, you know, and it was nice. They let me say a couple words, which was good, and you know, tried not to stretch it out and make a big deal, but I hope the folks enjoyed my comments, and I enjoyed the evening. So I want to say thanks to the folks at the church over there. The second Friday night in a row, I've been to church. Watch that roof doesn't cave in there, Chris. So, nope, it's all good. All good. So, let's see here. Got a news release, I think, yesterday. Striped bass season opens April 15th, tax day, Saturday. Well, it'll be Monday after, you know, so gives us a couple more days to cringe. So here's how that's going to go. Let me pull it up here. I had it printed out and then, of course, left it at the house on the printer, which is common. So while it's loading, while we are being redirected, here it is. 2017 spring season for the state fish striped bass kicks off April 15th in Maryland's portion of Chesapeake Bay. And it's titled Tributaries. Now, recreational fishing opportunities for rockfish, as striped bass is known locally, will run from 5 a.m. April 15th through midnight May 15th with a catch limit of one fish per person per day, 35 inches or larger. So everybody was worried about slot limits and size limits and all that. 35-inch fish. 35-inch fish is the limit. Nothing says spring here like the first day of trophy rockfish season, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fishing and Boating Services Director Dave Blazer said. For many Marylanders, it's a tradition that spans generations. Regulations for the combined summer-fall season running May 16th through December 20th will remain the same as last year. I know the charter boat folks hope for a reduction back to the 18-inch size limit, but anglers can keep two fish per day greater than 20 inches, one required to be less than 28 inches. Size is measured from the tip of the snout to the tip of the tail. Striped bass fishing in the Atlantic Ocean and Maryland's coastal bays and tributaries is open year-round with a two-fish daily limit. Striped bass on the coast must be between 28 and 38 inches or larger than 44 inches. Maryland reservoirs like Liberty and Piney Run, Triadelphia, Conowingo, Broadford Lake, Jennings Randolph, and Rocky Gorge are also open to fishing year-round with an 18-inch minimum size, two fish per day possession limit, with only one of the two fish being longer than 30 inches. That's the reservoir fish. So there you go. There's the striped bass stuff. 35 inches on April 15th is the deal. Oh, a little slurp of coffee there. Warmed over from last night. Mmm. Lovely, lovely, lovely. been a busy week. Just out working, getting things done, getting ready for the Maryland Hunting Coalition Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit coming up on Saturday, March 25th, 2 weeks from today. And latest contributions yesterday came from the folks at Macrotech, a number of nice accessories for bow hunters. And then Clyde Sports Shop was able to help us with a donation of a beautiful Smith & Wesson MP1522. This is a 22 that looks like a modern sporting rifle. And very, very generous donation, and we appreciate that. We've got slug guns and shotguns. We've got a Benelli Super Vinci, if I'm saying that right, in camo, 28-inch barrel. Our folks at Benelli helped us obtain that. Then we have a another 22 semi-automatic Savage, I believe. It came from Accurate Guns and Ammo. We have a Savage 220 slug gun. It came from Rick's Gun and Pawn up in Conowingo, and we're thankful for that. Oh, let's see. What else? We have a beautiful bow from Cypress Creek Archery, a nice PSE bow, a Drive R, and that's in camo. That's a really cool-looking bow with all the accessories on it. We've got some other stuff coming, too. I haven't seen it yet, some of the stuff. We've got a bow coming from our benefactor, Ed Kramer, a brand-new bow coming from him. We've got a number of other firearms. And the big thing is we're giving away our Kubota RTV 500. That's a side-by-side four-wheeler. Nice one if you want to go look at Kubota website. That one's supplied by Frederick Equipment, Gaithersburg Equipment, and Westminster Equipment, and the actual unit is actually sitting at Westminster Equipment. If you'd like to go swing by right there on 140 and take a look, and you can get a couple raffle tickets there if you like. So that's all going off on the 15th. We've got a special guest. We're going to do some awards. We'll have a few little speeches. Nothing tremendous, and No big celebrities or anything like that, but you know what? It's a good time. We sell out at 320. That's 40 tables full, folks, and we're getting there. So 2 weeks to go. Very happy to talk about it, and very happy to. Oh, there's another thing that was donated: an African safari with Van Wyck Safaris. Jared Barreline from Westminster. Bought that last year, and that's going to be there as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff, a lot of good sponsors. Our diamond sponsors is Quality Built Homes in Southern Maryland. We've got a couple of gold sponsorships from Maryland Ducks Unlimited and G.H. Nitzel & Son, Battery Warehouse, Redneck Blinds. Some others. So it's all good. It'll all be in the program, of course, and you'll read more about it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and other places. So it's all tremendous. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. We're just in a General Assembly where we're at the hearing on Tuesday on the state designation as the canvasback duck for state duck. Very nice time in the Senate. Senator Mathias was there, and very animated. Jim Taylor, the artist, was there. He put together a poster with the 23 symbols of Maryland right now. You know, the state dinosaur, the state fossil, the state drink, the state exercise, the state sport, jousting, and lacrosse. Yeah, I guess one's for weekends and one's for I don't know. Two state sports, one's lacrosse and one's jousting. The state cat is a calico. Did you know that? State bird and fish you can prepare. I mean, I even mentioned state fish. State fish is striped bass. State bird, Baltimore Oriole, of course, you know. There's other. State what? Yeah, the Smith Island cake. Yeah, Smith Island cake. Yep, state dessert. Yeah. So there's 23 designations. We had this beautiful poster with 24 spots on it, all 23 of them filled in with beautiful illustrations, and then 24 was blank, and that should be the canvasback duck, in our humble opinion. So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. We had three representatives of the Ward Foundation Museum there in Salisbury. We had Carrie Nicely there from Haverty Grace Decoy Museum. So, I mean, that's the home of the canvasback on the flats up there in the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum. So, good folks. So, we'll see what happens. Let's see if it comes out of committee. You never know about these things. I want to tell you about Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Now, first thing I want to mention is Bay Linex of Glen Burnie donated a truck bedliner, spray-on truck bedliner, that we'll be raffling off at our event. Catonsville Linex with a tonneau cover. So your truck bed is covered if you come and win both of those things at our event. You've got a soft tonneau cover, either one, soft or folding, and then the spray-on bedliner. So Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry out nationwide lifetime warranty, and Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning there's no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear, that can't hurt your truck bed. It won't scratch it. It won't dent it. Won't do any of that. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra, and that has Kevlar for extra strength. And then that bedliner offers to match the paint, your paint coat. If you have a Caribou truck like mine and you want a Caribou bedliner, I don't know why you would, but you can get it. Easy peasy. Bay Linex, Catonsville Linex, now offers truck gear. As I mentioned, the folding, you know, the tops and that type of thing. It's the toughest accessories for your truck, like step bars and tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, much more. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. It's a relatively new facility. It's nice. Carpet on the floor. Nicely done. Catonsville Line X, brand new. Brand new location. 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard. And that's directly across the street from Coons Ford on Lord Baltimore Drive. Call 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800 for Linex spray-on bedliners.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou.
How about that for a living? Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. Doesn't sound good. Got a nice email from our buddy John D. Ira Marte raccoon last night. He said his mother used to do a great job of it. She'd stuff it and bake it. Sew the cavity back up, kind of like a stuffed turkey, I guess. So, hey, Robin, what do you think about raccoon for Thanksgiving this year? I'm waiting for the text. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You don't have to wait for me to give the phone number to call, but you certainly have it now, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680 if you're calling from a landline. Looking forward to hearing from you this morning. You're running the show. We've got no guests. It's all about you. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. We'll talk about, your call. There's a new there's a new black bass. Let's see what it says here. There's the Black Bass Annual Review, and I'm not exactly sure what this is about, but it says, Dear Black Bass Angler, thank you for your support of the black bass fisheries in Maryland. We hope that you'll find our Black Bass Annual Review fun and informative. The work done regarding the black bass fishery in 2016. So, let's see what that says. I'll just open that up. I didn't have a chance. Oh, this page can't be displayed. All right, then. Well, I guess we can't open that. Interesting. Well, good luck clicking on that. Live radio is fascinating sometimes. We'll try it one more time, our Black Bass Annual Review. Nope, can't get to it. All right, well, let's see what else is on that page. Best practices for fishing for black bass videos. Live well tips to help master your game. Tools to help plan your fishing day for bass. And tools to become or find a bass guide. That's all listed in the Maryland Black Bass Angler annual review, which came out the other day, and none of the pages can be loaded. So isn't that interesting? I thought I opened one at the house, but I'm embarrassed, but that's too bad. Not my fault that the DNR link is not established. Well, there went 2 minutes of conversation. Now we do need a phone call, right, Chris? Chris Klaproth, standing by to take your phone calls. And you heard that little bong in the background. That was Robin responding to my remark. And she says, good morning to Chris. I don't think we're having raccoon for Thanksgiving. Doesn't look good. We have rabbit in the freezer. Goose in the freezer. Whitetail and sickie deer in the freezer. So we're working on all that. We'll move slowly. Oh, I have beaver in the freezer. So we'll move slowly up the scale to get to the raccoon thing. So we did have a photo come in the other day from, I think, four girls from Montgomery County went on a raccoon hunt with a pastor out there, former West Virginian, who's a pastor out in Montgomery County, friend of a friend. And they had a great time chasing raccoons through the dark and stomping through the water and chasing the dogs and, you know, that type of thing. It was an adventure for those young ladies. I've never been on a raccoon hunt, so, you know, that's another adventure for Jacob and I. And maybe Robin will go, too. I'm not sure. So, oh, mercy. Let's see what this caller has to say today. Andy. Andy is in Lansdowne. Perfect. All right. Is Andy ready to go? Not yet. There he is. Andy, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How about you guys in there?
We're doing good. How about you?
Yeah, all right. Hanging in there. I was letting you guys know out here in Lansdowne, over by the school, there is two large buck that I've been watching almost every morning up around there kicking around. I just don't know why. I've been here 15 years and never seen a deer. Is there something like... Are the deer really prolific this year?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, this time of year, I mean, there's probably going to be more than two bucks. When's the last time you saw them? And I wouldn't say that location again, but when's the last time you saw them?
I know. I was thinking. That's why I didn't tell them what school.
Yeah, good.
This week.
Really?
Yeah.
And they both still have their antlers.
Yeah. One's a big one and one's a small one.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, normally the bucks start losing their antlers mid-January. Here it is mid-March almost, and they still have them. So there's really something going on. There's some kind of paradigm shift in the whitetail world. We're hearing more and more about these bucks keeping their antlers late this year, and I'm not sure what that means. As far as the deer in your neighborhood, that's nothing unusual. Deer, they'll adapt. There's got to be some small patch of woods there somewhere. There's got to be some habitat for them.
There is a park.
Stone's
throw away. I know that's where they're living.
Sure.
And my sister, she told me she was up in New York, and she says for some reason the deer are out just like down here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's full moon, too. There should be some movement on the full moon.
Yeah.
This will probably be the last full moon before those antlers start falling off. What happens is that we had fawns that were later and later and later and later because of later and later and later breeding cycles in the past year. So as those fawns continue to go into estrus, these are fawns from 2016 that are 6-7 months old and just coming into estrus, just coming into heat their first time, apparently whatever the physiology is of the deer, there's enough testosterone left in this breeding cycle to keep those racks on those deer and keep them breeding. And I don't know if that's driven by the availability of does, or whether that's just some type of cyclical thing. I don't know anybody that can explain it. I mean, I've talked to people who are out looking for sheds and they're running across bucks with full antlers. You know, so it's just.
Well, we got, you know, there are people that walk around this area.
Sure.
I'm thinking, you know, like during the rut, it can be dangerous to.
Oh, very. Yeah, very dangerous. No question.
I'm just waiting to hear somebody screaming and watch them being chased. It's like, oh, geez. But I give them a little squeak and stuff, and they stop and they look at me, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Well, you know, then they're not afraid of people. That's the problem. And that, you know, when they're in that raging hormone mood of the rut, that's when they can become dangerous. So,
yeah. Oh, it's a pretty sight to see.
Sure. Oh, that's always nice to see. Yeah.
You know, you scan out there and you see buck. That's a good sign that, you know, lets you know you're still in the nature.
Yep, exactly.
I've seen foxes out here. Mm-hmm. What I thought was a coyote because it was too big to be a fox.
Probably was.
Yeah. I don't see as many rabbit.
Well, maybe because of the fox and coyote, you think?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right. Hey, Andy, got to let you go. Thanks again.
Have a good day over there. Thanks.
You too, buddy. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes, we just got a camo preacher, message through Facebook that the raccoon was crock-potted, so that's good to know. Mark in Towson. Good morning there, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Doing great.
Good.
Really good. Well, I'm looking forward to the Hunter's Banquet coming up.
Yes, it is coming up on the 25th of March, and we got a lot of nice stuff coming in there. Got a lot of nice stuff. Sponsors are good, and the donations are good, and we're very happy. Of course, you've been there the last couple of years. You know,
yep.
You know, we put on a really good show and keep things moving.
Fantastic. So everybody has a great time.
That's the idea, to have a good time. So we know Senator Astor will be there this year, so that's kind of nice. He's the head honcho on the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus here in Maryland, and so it's all good.
That's great. Is it sold out yet?
Not quite.
Well, why don't you tell people what the food is, and it's all the beer you can drink. It'll be sold out.
All the food? Oh, well, the food. I mean, holy moly. Let me see what I did with that. There it is.
Yeah, give them the menu. It'll be
all right.
Sold
it's kind of a bull roast on steroids, like Robin, who's on steroids for her inner ear. Bull roast.
She'll be there?
Oh, yeah, Robin's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Robin's going to be there. We've got roast beef. We got steamed shrimp. We got roast turkey, all the salads, all the desserts, soft drinks and beer included. And then the full menu is all the side dishes. I mean, we've got ribs and chicken and, you know,
macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese and all that good stuff. And then, of course, there's gun raffles and bucket raffles, a silent auction, two live auctions, door prizes, and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's a good time. We fill up our 4 hours pretty well.
Yeah, if people haven't been there, they don't know what they're missing.
Nope.
Really is a great time.
Nope, and we're giving away the Kubota RTV this year, too. So that's a $15,000 side-by-side all-terrain vehicle. So it's all good. Yeah. Really nice. It's in camo, and then we outfitted it with a roof. You know, they don't come with a roof, so we put a nice roof on there. We put a windshield on it, and we put a screen on the back to keep anything in the back from coming, you know, up in the seating area. So it's a really nice unit. It was there last year. I know you saw it last year.
Yeah.
Well, we had intended on giving it away in October, didn't sell enough tickets. So hopefully we'll have enough to actually pay for the thing. So, yeah, there you go. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, me too. It'll be great.
Yep, so. Fran's going to be there. Chuck's going to be there. A number of our listeners.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. You'll get to meet all the outdoorsman radio show personalities that that show up.
Well, it's nice. It's really become like an annual reunion.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Chuck, if you're back home, thanks a lot the other day, buddy. He sends me a picture of this beautiful plate of food from New Orleans. Like, thank you.
Wish, having a wonderful time. Wish you were here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the weather's here. Wish you were beautiful. All right, brother.
Have a great week.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Shirley. Good morning, Shirley. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm fine.
Haven't forgot about you.
Oh, I was just calling to remind you.
Remind me. Chris, get Shirley's phone number again, please. We'll get your number again. Okay. I've been running crazy.
I know you have. I've
crazy.
Been busy, and you are a busy man, Mr. Allen.
Indeed. Between here and Easton and then all over the state. Yeah,
yes.
It's been interesting. We had a magazine.
How's your fiance doing?
Sorry, dear?
I said, how's your fiance doing?
She's doing okay. She's fighting a little inner ear thing right now. So uh-huh. But she's good.
She's good. Better, so.
Yep. So. She just texted me and said we're not having raccoon for Thanksgiving.
That's probably a good thing. She doesn't want no raccoon.
She's a new world pilgrim. Turkey all the way. So, all right, Shirley, we'll get you some deer meat.
Okay.
All right. Did you want to give Chris your address?
Sure.
Just go ahead and do that when he picks up the phone.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. I know you're on Milford Mill, but we'll get with you. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, dear.
So
yep. Bye-bye. There goes Shirley. She's a nice lady. She really is. Met her years ago. She worked at Northwest Hospital, and if you ever had dinner there in the cafeteria, dinner, breakfast, lunch, she was there, and as a cashier, always very helpful, very pleasant. So, a little coffee. Keep them coming, folks. Keep those phone calls coming. And while you do that, I will be talking to you a little bit about Clyde's Sports Shop for the first time this morning. Clyde's is having his ready-to-rock sale. Saw Mr. Clyde yesterday, and everything seems to be moving right along. Friday, March 17th, that would be this coming Friday, which also happens to be St. Patrick's Day, is the day that that sale kicks off. And here's what you do. This weekend, you get all your fishing reels together, the ones that need new line, and that should be all of them if you do a lot of fishing. You strip all that old line off of there, and you'll see how coiled it is. You'll know it's time because that line all coils up in a big ball when you start stripping it off of there. You take that empty spool into Clyde's. I mean, you can leave it on the reel if you want. They're going to take the spool off anyway. But take your reels with that empty spool into Clyde's and say, fill me up with line. And you're going to like that deal because it's going to be half price starting at just a penny a yard. It's all premium monofilament. You know, the Strand, the Berkeley, the Shakespeare line, all that stuff. It excludes Power Pro, which is a little bit of a braid, but it starts at 1 cent per yard. So 100 yards of line costs you $1. What a deal, huh? Penn reels are going to be in special, too. The Warfare, the new level wind, the 30-weight level wind, $89.95. Trolling combo started $89.95 with a 309, a Shakespeare rod, and line. That rod has a roller tip as well. The most popular trolling combo is the Penn Warfare 30, an Andy 6-foot rod, 20 to 50-pound rod, and filled with line at $139.95. What a deal. Get six of them for the boat. Shakespeare, Fluger reels and rods are all on sale. The Ugly Stick rods are on sale. Check out the St. Croix rods while you're there. And don't forget, they have everything you need for fishing. All the bait, all the licenses, all the terminal tackle, all the lures for every type of fish. You'll be able to find some great savings there. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. If I said that too fast, it's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And they have a 24-hour fishing hotline, too, 247-FISH, 247-FISH.
High pressure builds in across the region here for the weekend. Dry weather, but cold temperatures. Another storm system possible Tuesday, and that could bring significant snowfall our way. Mix of clouds and sun today, mid-30s, 21 tonight. Partly cloudy and low 40s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, this is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water. That means no rust in your truck bed. Your tools, tackle, crabbing and hunting gear, fishing supplies can hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. Catonsville Linex Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment like I did with a Linex bedliner and a tonneau cover. And truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location is 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Don't go to the old location, and make sure you ask for Linex by name, by the way. Just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. That's 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive. Call 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located in Glen Burnie at 201 Wholesome Way. 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex or Glen Burnie and Linex spray-on truck bed liners.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame.
So you got a little theme going on here today? A little Louisiana alligator stuff. Yeah, well, we're going to start using Chuck for alligator bait. Keep sending me pictures of seafood from New Orleans. You know?
Mean, vicious.
Straight razor-toting woman, yeah. A little poke salad Annie there from Elvis. All right. Somebody else did that, too. That's a pretty cool song. So, anyway, I can't remember the artist's name. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have a reply to Robin's response from John B. John says that he thinks that Robin should let us have the raccoon as a side dish for Thanksgiving. Little guy laying on his back, all stuffed with oyster dressing and some kale around him for decorations. Robin needs to understand that in this day and age, nothing is off the table. Even raccoon on the table for Thanksgiving. I don't think that's going to happen there, buddy John. Sorry. And that was a good one, by the way. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, mercy. We had two bills that we had written testimony for this week. Our advocate was deathly sick, spent most of the week very much under the weather. We had written testimony on the apprentice bill, which allows people to participate in hunting without the taking a hunter safety education course just for the bill says 3 days. The amendment wants to be for a year, for, you know, for an entire season. see how that goes. We don't have any results back from the committee on that, and also the Landowner Liability Act. In other words, if you ride off-road vehicles on a property and you have written permission to do that, the liability is on you if there's an accident, not on the landowner. Hunting wasn't included in that liability bill, so they just took the old bill for off-road vehicles and other activities and added hunting to it, amended that other bill to include hunting to take the onus off the landowner in case of something, an accident or something like that. So those bills were both heard on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in the General Assembly. We were there on Tuesday. The rifle bill for Talbot County for deer management permits were there. The Farm Bureau was there. The three farmers that we noticed from Talbot County were there testifying in favor of that bill. They need those rifles. They cannot possibly take out the amount of deer on their properties with shotguns. So they need to snipe them at a distance. Number of folks in Talbot County are not happy about that bill. Shotgun County forever, and start cracking rifles off across the flat country down there in Talbot County. Doesn't see a lot of favor with a lot of people, but we'll see what happens. See what happens. You never know what's going to happen in the General Assembly. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'd love to hear from you. And what's this? Yeah, I got it. All right, little message there from the producer for sure. Well, it's very interesting to do this show this time of year when there's not a lot of fishing going on, when it's cold out there in the 20s and people are sleeping in and that type of thing. It's hard to get people to call, and we understand that. You can't go fishing. It's hunting season's over. Not a lot of people up this time of morning. And we know there are thousands of people out there listening because we heard that last night, that these folks listen to us every week, set their alarm to listen, but very rarely call in. But yet, anywhere I go in public, people ask me questions all the time. And I simply say, why don't you call the show? And we'll talk about it on the air. Well, yeah, a little shy, but that's okay. That's okay. By the way, Dave Levin, who has been on the show, and Dave is he's a chef, and Dave works at one of the local restaurants here. He sent us a recipe with all kinds of photos for canned venison. Yeah. You get some well-trimmed venison chunks, 1 to 2 inch chunks of venison. Canning salt is an option. Broth is optional, and garlic clove is optional. You can just do this with plain deer meat. Okay? You trim your venison, you remove all the fat and sinew, pack the meat into sterilized canning jars, leaving an inch of head space. If you choose to add salt, 1 teaspoon per quart, you can add garlic and broth. Careful to leave that 1 inch at the top. After you fill the jars, you wipe the rims, remove all grease or fat that may prevent a proper seal. You put the lids and rings on the jars and lightly tighten the rings. You place the jar into a pressure cooker and follow pressure canning instructions in your pressure cooker manual. For quart-sized jars, 1 hour and 30 minutes, 1 hour and 15 minutes for pint-sized jars. And we repeated that in the article. That was great. 1 hour and 15 minutes for pint-sized jars. It's in there twice. What do you think? So, the recipe goes like this. 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of diced onions, 1 garlic clove minced, 1 cup of red wine, 2 cups of beef or vegetable broth, 1 quart of canned venison, salt and pepper to taste, 1/4 cup of flour, and 3 tablespoons of butter. You put all that together in a pan. Yeah, there's butter and deer meat in there. What else you want? And garlic. Yeah, you do all that, and then you make your potatoes. And oh, man. So if you'd like to get that recipe, of course, pick up a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Pick it up at Clyde's or Bayline X or Catonsville Line X, any of those places. And you can also go online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Canned venison. Gotta love that, right? Yeah, indeed. No question about it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We need to do another break, don't we? All right. Why don't we take that break right now? And if anybody wants to call, coming out of that three-minute break, we'll have a minute or two to talk to them. So 410-922-6680. Take that last break right now. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Watch him.
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a good wow. You need to shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him, man. Shoot him. If you don't shoot them in the right spot, it just pisses them off. If you don't get them good the first shot, you're in trouble. You're in for a ride.
Shoot them again!
Shoot! He might get away! Move it! Move it! Woo! We got him next time!
Whoa, it seems our producer has a one-track mind today. Mention Louisiana, and he goes... Pokes out of any. We got old Troy on there from Swamp People, and then you got, oh, what else did you have there? Oh, Amos Moses, yeah. Kind of an alligator theme to there this morning. We're trying to just wake people up. I think that's wonderful. Yeah, I think that's great. So I think we have time for that one more call if we grab that and see who's there. Yikes. What else is going on? Oh, I know. We've got a bunch of crab pictures from one fella in particular. So we're trying to get the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine out a little earlier this year. We'd love to have that happen. And we've got a guy in Carroll County that invented a really cool crab knife. And he sent us a couple samples of that the other day to take pictures of. And it's going to be cool. It's made out of heavy-duty aluminum, I think. And it's got a really nice crab knife shape to it, and it's got a built-in bottle opener, which is kind of cool. So we got that, but we want to get your crab pictures, your crabbing pictures from, you know, you, the kids, whatever, eating crabs, catching crabs, and we'll see what's out there. So love to have it. 410 WCBM 680. There's Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Okay, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, when you played that Poke Salad Eddie song by Elvis, that was a good version. The other artist of that song was Toby Joe White.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to fill you in on that.
I got that. Toby Joe White, I've heard him on Sirius Radio, 60s on 6, which tells you where I'm thinking.
Yeah, but, well, he was definitely the other artist.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll have to dig that one out and play that one sometime. Play them side by side. But yeah, okay. Toby Joe White. Yeah, he's got the little get down version on that one. That's for sure.
Right.
So yeah, I love that. Poke Salad Annie. All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Alan. Talk to you later.
See you, Mike.
Okay, man.
Bye bye. There's a man who grew up in the same generation as me. You got it? Really? Hit it.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Here back all the folks there.
Nah, we'll do that next week. We'll do the full thing. That's a little bit like turnip green. That's what it does. All right, cool. Folks, we're out of time for the first hour, but guess what? We're coming back. Yeah, whether you like it or not, we're going to be here the next hour. And Mike has got to leave us, and Pepe Rojas will be coming in and taking over at the board, answering your phone calls. And maybe we'll have a few more folks up and about in the second hour. So, and by the way, I looked up, and there is a loose ceiling tile over my head, so the roof is actually caving in. I don't know if it has anything to do with me being in church the last two Friday nights, but get out, stay safe.